It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Mark Wright from Fremont, Nebraska, president of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. He recently traveled with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to Mexico. Mark, tell us about the focus of this mission.
The purpose of the trip was to kind of further our knowledge about the industry in Mexico. We took a trade mission with USMEF to Monterrey, Mexico. We learned about the different aspects of the Mexican culture and how they purchase their meat protein, and the important relationship that we have, all ag sectors have with Mexico.
One of the things that you definitely highlighted is the fact that, yes, Mexico is a very important market to the United States, isn't it?
Mexico is the number one importer of U.S. pork. It's very important to us. 50% of the pork consumed in Mexico is imported, and of which 85% is from the U.S. And Mexico, they do import a lot of grain, a lot of beef. So, I mean, it's an integral part to the U.S. export ag industry.
Mark, as you've observed, what is the processing of pork products like in Mexico? What were you able to see with that?
We did have the opportunity to visit a pork processing plant in Monterrey. This plant sources 100% of their product from the U.S., which is U.S. pork. And they're doing something great down there. They're using pork jowl for their chicharrón instead of the pork belly. Chicharrón is a very popular dish in Mexico, and they're using pork jowl, which is inexpensive, and it adds value to the pork industry because it's not widely used in the domestic market. And when they flavor it and cook it, it's very flavorful and tender, and it was delicious.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your interaction maybe with some pork consumers in Mexico. Tell me about what is it like in the pork retail sector there, and what were consumers in Mexico saying about the pork that they were buying?
Yes, we had the opportunity to visit several different ways of how the Mexican culture buys their meat protein. The traditional markets, such as your wet markets, a large population still purchases from there. But we're also seeing a trend in Mexico of your higher end supermarkets and your more traditional, what we would say traditional grocery stores like we have in the U.S. We visited one that's very comparable to kind of the grocery stores we have in the United States. And it was great to see a large presence in the meat case of U.S. pork and beef. And people in Mexico want U.S. pork, and that's because of the high quality and the consistency.
So again, it sounded like it was a great event. Again, a great trade mission to Mexico. I guess, Mark, just as we kind of wrap up on this, what is the take-home message for you, or what do you want to make sure pork producers here in Nebraska understand about some of this work?
I just hope they understand that the relationship with Mexico and the U.S. is a very integral part of the ag industry, and not just the pork side, but all ag sectors. And they've been a great partner and customer for U.S. pork, beef, grains. And it was nice to go down there and further that relationship and to show them that how important that they are, and that we have a great working relationship. And they do want U.S. product because it is very high quality and consistent.
Thank you so much for telling us about it again. Mark Wright is the president of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, just back from that U.S. trade mission with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to Mexico. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call the home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check out their website as well at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.